Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Monday, August 15th, 2022. We have an extremely powerful, informative transmission lined up for you today. But I come to you, the InfoWars listeners and viewers, with the most intense, dire information, not just for the future of InfoWars, but for the future of free speech in America and across the world. If we don't have free speech, and if we don't have independent media outlets to counter the Great Reset globalist onslaught, we have very little hope. But if we can stay on air at this critical time, while the globalists are launching their major offensive, their operations will backfire on them and it will accelerate the Great Awakening and they will be defeated easily. That's why your tireless work keeping InfoWars on the air has been beyond critical. The enemies of freedom recognize InfoWars as the cultural and political and spiritual vanguard of a pro-human future in an anti-transhumanist system. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an article in Reuters that came out this morning that told us that our suspicions and the information we had was dead on about the first of three show trials that was held 2 weeks ago in Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, they have now talked to the jury, and the jury has now confirmed what we knew. They were not going to give them any more money after the $5-plus million judgment in the first part of actual damages, because they didn't have a formulae to decide when the judge told them that I was already guilty, that they could use to decide how much money to give them. And you read what the jury had to say. They're like, well, he was already guilty. The judge said so. So they bought that incredibly dangerous precedent. But we didn't have a formula, and they didn't believe the formula that the plaintiff's lawyers gave them of $1 for every American that I told the lie that Sandy Hook didn't happen to. But then when this so-called economist, Bernard Francis Pettengill, Jr., who behaved and acted just like Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island, when that guy got up there with all our financials that they said we hadn't given them, so we were defaulted, and twisted it around, they believe that I am worth $260 million. So the jury said in the Reuters article, they decided to give 10% of my net worth to each parent, Heslin and Lewis, the divorcees who lost their son. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so insane. The judge would not let us, even though we'd already given them our net worth, bring that forward. And she knew exactly what she was doing. This is judicial fraud. This is criminal, in my view. And it's outrageous, and it gets worse. We're going to lay all this out when we come back, and we're going to shift gears and all the other news. But we now have crystal clear evidence here of exactly what happened, and I'm going to go through it line by line and give you the facts. Imagine a judge knowing that someone doesn't have $2 million in cash and that their net worth is maybe $6, $7 million and that our debts are bigger than that, so I'm actually in negative territory, to then have that information, hold it back, and let a so-called expert come in who's got our documents but twist them around. So there's our evidence, but we can't actually show you what's really in the evidence. And then let the other side get up and tell the jury that Jones isn't speaking and his lawyers aren't speaking during this phase of the trial, the last day, because they didn't give any evidence because they don't have any evidence. And then they show twisted financials we gave them. This is absolutely unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate?
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
It's Monday, August 15th, the year is 2022. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for joining us today. I have some extremely serious news to lay out for you right now. And I want it to really sink into everybody that every major globalist media outlet, from Bloomberg to the New York Times to CNN, are openly saying that these lawsuits against InfoWars are now going to be used against Fox News, against Tucker Carlson, and against all the other conservative publications and operations that are left. They have to take out the opposition to the New World Order to succeed, because what they're doing is unpopular, it's destructive, and it is criminal. We have had a major breakthrough, and a huge development has now come out in Reuters, and it confirmed the information that we already had. We have their blueprint, we understand how the fraud works, and we're going to expose it right now. As you know, a week and a half ago, the big show trial, the first of three, ended in Austin, Texas. The judge had already said I was guilty. The same judge in a few months has me before her again with another kangaroo operation. They have a Connecticut system where I've been defaulted. It's all coordinated. She would not let us have a witness or testify the final day, unprecedented, and talk about our net worth. Instead, using our documents we gave them, but twisted, they put Bernard Francis Pettengill, a so-called economist, up there on the stand to claim that I'm worth $260 million at least. But ladies and gentlemen, if you look at our debts and operations and my personal life, we are in the hole. We filed for bankruptcy, Free Speech Systems, and in the very near future, I am going to be publishing my actual finances to the world so that when the corporate media and the courts lie and say that I have hundreds of millions of dollars, it will be a known quantifiable fraud. I have to do this because they continue to lie and not let us show these juries this information. They tell them we're guilty, and they decide now it's time for you to decide what percentage of his net worth should be given, when they know full damn well that we are on the rocks and could easily be shut down. So here is their blueprint, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars is in the most dire straits, but so is America. They're using lawfare and the weaponized judiciary, as you're seeing with Trump and everybody else, against the people. Here's the big article from Reuters. Exclusive. Inside the Alex Jones jury room, tensions, pizza, and lizard people. And it goes on to say that a large part of the jury only thought there should be $500,000 given to them. But some of the jury thought $200 million. We saw those numbers on the board, someone said. Well, I guess we're never leaving this room, because they couldn't agree. And it goes on. Until we couldn't testify and they put this so-called economist up who looked right at them and said he's got $260 million. Page 2. This is key. Because the judge overseeing the case had in September already found Jones liable for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress for claiming the 20 children hadn't died. So again, she found me guilty. They went along with it and said, okay, he's guilty. Now tell us how much money he's got. The plaintiff's lawyers had asked for $150 million. The previous day in actual damages, they'd given $4.1 million. This was now the punishment phase. At first, some jurors were skeptical that Heslin and Lewis were entitled to any compensatory damages at all, it goes on to say. But then Pettengill rides over the hill. Jurors didn't give much credence to the parents' lawyers' request for $1 for every one of the 24% of Americans who doubted ennobling Sandy Hook. See, I got to pay for every person in some poll they admit was fake. They went on and sought $150 million. The jurors didn't buy that. Instead, they calculated off of Pettengill the damages based on their own formulas. And by the end of the afternoon, the room resembled a math classroom. A math classroom based on fake data. My net worth is less than $10 million. My debt is over $50 million. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen. So, negative. Eventually, they arrived at $4 million in compensatory. Now, here's the biggest key part. Sharon said jurors decided to award punitive damages worth 10% of Jones's net worth per parent. Jones is worth $130 million and $270 million, a plaintiff's expert testified. So I'm sorry, it's more than $270. It's $270, I said $260, I'm going from memory. $270 he made up and pulled out of his rear end, and $130 million. So I'm worth $130 million, and free speech is worth $270 million. So now we're up there at $400 million. Okay, so $400 million. Sharon said jurors decided to award punitive damages worth 10% of Jones' net worth per parent. Jones is worth $130 million and $270 million. A plaintiff's expert testified. The jurors' punitive damages verdict was $45.2 million, or 10% for each parent. $45 plus million, if you count the cash I've got in my house and all the rest of it, is, what is that, 10 times? I mean, this is incredible. The award could wind up being slashed by the judge to as little as 10%. Now, that's state law, but she'll probably ignore that. Free Speech Systems filed for bankruptcy in Texas midway through the trial. A group of Sandy Hook parents, you mean the lawyers, interviewed the case and asked the judge to freeze the company's assets to prevent Jones from funneling cash to different entities. We're in federal bankruptcy, and they're calling for us to not be able to even run operations, and just whatever money's left for payroll and to buy products and just be given to them. But you'd think they'd want to get these big damages and be paid out of the money. No, they want the golden goose dead because, again, take him out. Take his bullhorn away. Take his platform. Silence him. That's what the Democratic Party and the deep state want. That's what they admit they've done. And the jury's, well, he's guilty, the judge says, and he's worth $400 million. And so we're going to give you $40-something million. All based on a lie, all based on BS, and the judge knew. And the judge let them say, the plaintiff's lawyers, to them, Mr. Jones didn't testify today, and he didn't have an expert because he knows what we're saying is true. He doesn't have any evidence. And then they twisted all these financials to show false numbers. They take $60-something million over the years to buy supplements and call that money I kept and say it's a money laundering operation because it was given to a supplement company to buy product. This is the games they play, and this is who these people are. They're coming for you and your family. We're going to play a clip of them again admitting they want to chop up our corpse and feed on it cannibalistically of InfoWars in a metaphysical archetypal analogy. But first, I just want to remind you, we can fight through this bankruptcy. We can prove the real numbers. We're going to get all this reversed on appeal. We need money for the lawyers to continue fighting. We fought so long, we can't give up now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and send a strong message and buy the fundraiser book. You can buy the book for $20-something dollars unsigned. It's $100 signed. We need the money. I'm going to sign them all. InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the Future. It is, and the War for the World. It is so incredibly important. You can get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You can get Super Male Vitality. You can get X2. Those are 40% off right now together. You can get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Everything is right now coming back into stock. Thank God. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with world news, but InfoWars needs your help. We're fighting for you and your future. We're fighting for our futures, and we can win, but now is the time to financially support InfoWars more than ever. Now, here are the enemies of free speech and the declaration of war on you.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
See, but like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back here on this Monday live edition of the Alex Jones Show. This is a very special edition of the broadcast because we don't normally make the main focus of what we cover InfoWars, but InfoWars is at the very heart of the globalist program to silence the people of America and the world. And so I want to open the phones up today on a wide range of issues that are under the umbrella of free speech. And how do we keep the globalists from silencing the people? So when I give the number out, I'd like to hear callers' views and perspectives on what would America and the world be like if InfoWars was taken off the air and if we weren't reaching 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 million people a day despite all of the intense censorship. In fact, sometimes thanks to all of your support, we reach more than that. So I'm going to give the number out specifically for listeners to call in. And Owen Schroyer is about to be taking over. I'll be back doing the full show tomorrow. Asking the question, what would the world be like with InfoWars? What would the world be like if this AI merger with humans censoring people in pre-crime before they can even post online, what effect will that have and how do we stop them? That's a giant area to discuss. We're also going to open the phones up about the persecution of Trump, the so-called nuke secrets, and where you think the deep state's going to go next. They're openly fomenting civil war. They're claiming Trump supporters are about to engage in all this terror. Trump reportedly sent the Attorney General Garland a message saying, hey, people are really mad. The temperature's high. What can I do to help lower the temperature, which Trump's been trying to do? And the media called that a veiled threat at Garland. These people are out of control. They're disconnected from reality. There's been a major political realignment. People don't want to be under their control anymore. And they're losing more and more hearts and minds every day. So, like tyrants in history, they double down when they start losing. When Hitler was losing the attack on England and on North Africa, what did he do? He invaded Poland. He invaded a bunch of other countries. What happened when he started losing those wars? He then invaded Russia. In fact, the actual order of it goes, first he invaded Poland, then he invaded some other areas, France, then he started attacking England, losing that, losing the North African conflict, and then he went into Russia. But the point is that that's what megalomaniacs do. And they double down even though it's going to ensure they're destroyed because they subconsciously want to take everyone with them. And so that's what we're facing and dealing with here. And I want to have a larger debate about how we stop civil war, how we stop violence, and how we continue our nonviolent cultural revolution of freedom and liberty against their globalist revolution of transhumanism and corporate-run communism. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we're doing first-time callers for the first 20 calls of the board. Then after those 20 calls have been taken, we're going to move to the next folks. And Owen's going to do a great job. Just bam, 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 giving each person 60 seconds and then moving on to the next person. So you won't be sitting on hold a long time. We've been a lot better at actually going to your calls and actually taking them bam, bam, bam. But we're going to dispense with the pleasantries. We all love each other. And just like Rush Limbaugh used to say, just say ditto, and we know what that means. Now, if you disagree and hate us, by all means, call in. We'd love to hear why we're the bad guys and we're the establishment and I'm Lex Luthor and, you know, we're the insiders. No, we're not. We are the rebels and we are fighting the globalists at point blank range. Now, some of the other news on InfoWars.com that we're dealing with is the first dog has monkeypox. There's been no deaths in the U.S. from monkeypox. We're told we need new lockdowns, new masks, new controls. But now a dog has it, and it's being reported by the local news, not the national news, that the dog had been anally raped, and it had anal monkeypox. So that's what happens in these cultures, folks, is they just get more and more decadent, more and more out of control, and that's why the fetish of the left now is the LGBTPQ, PPP, which is for pedophilia. Very, very serious situation. Also, Twitter is now banning a bunch of women that are complaining about big, giant men with shaved heads twice their size beating them up in rugby. Used to, beating up a girl was the worst thing you could do, other than, I guess, raping children. But the left is all about sex with children, forcibly sex-changing children, brainwashing them, men in MMA beating up women. I mean, this is just psychotic evil. Continuing, we're also going to be looking more at what you think the next shoe to drop is with MSNBC and others have their new hoax, their new talking point that, well, Trump was a Russian agent, or Trump tried to steal the election, or Trump stole the first election. All these other lies they've told that we now know were frauds. Well, now again, they're saying he's selling nuke secrets to the Russians and the Chinese. All of it a fraud, all of it a lie, as we get deeper and deeper into this Orwellian world. So 877-789-2539. We're going to be taking your phone calls today. I'm also shooting some reports on the street before I come back to Austin, Texas this afternoon, that you'll see later on in the broadcast. But from the earlier subject of the weaponization of the judiciary, telling the jury I was already guilty, letting fake evidence be put on that I have $400 million and all this other garbage, we need to have a larger discussion about this because, again, this is the blueprint they're going to use against everybody else. Now, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the breaking news and with your phone calls, because I know Owen has a lot of news and a lot of clips and a lot of information that he wants to get to. When I return tomorrow, though, we have new insurance numbers out, and we have other numbers out around the Western world from coroners, from pathologists, and from undertakers, embalmers, people that work at funeral homes, confirming in triplicate, more than triplicate now, that there is the biggest increase in death from everybody ages 6 and up in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, in every country that took the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and J&J shots. All these shots do the same thing. Two of them are mRNA. The other two operate on a virus vector system, but they go in and program the body to create these deadly spike proteins. It is so huge that the insurance companies have confirmed what broke a year ago when a big German insurance company first reported it. Now, U.S. insurance companies, multinational insurance companies, some of these are the biggest insurance companies out there, that there is a massive increase in death. But you can also go to any big cemetery around your area, talk to the cemetery director, and they'll tell you that they're seeing a 40 to 50 times increase in the normal number of people they're burying at those cemeteries. Did you hear what I just said? We have, just between the age of 18 and 63, what's working age, same numbers in Europe, same numbers here, a 40-plus percent increase in total number of deaths. Well, an increase like that is so many times higher than the normal year fluctuation year to year, a few percentage above the average, a few percentage below the average. Many years, the average stays the same. The death rate is 40-plus percent in that demographic, and get ready for this. It's up 200-plus percent in people above 65. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be covering this all in depth tomorrow. They're trying to distract us with the lawsuits and the attacks and the censorship away from our main mission that they have carried out, a eugenics, massive Logan's Run depopulation operation right out of a science fiction dystopic book or movie against humanity right now. So tell everybody you know, tune in right now, call in, and let's talk about how we defend free speech, what the world would be like without InfoWars, and I'll see you on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problem
troubles will be over. And it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks. The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world. And if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40 plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
To a nightmare, the likes of which Orwell himself could not have predicted. Although, I do feel like I'm living in some sort of a cross between 1984 and Idiocracy. I get the flavor of both. I get the Idiocracy when I'm out in the public and you see the people, or you see these goons
that are in the Biden administration, like Jean Pierre, these are clowns. We've got a man that thinks he's a woman. Well, actually, more than one, I think. How many men that think they're women are in the Biden administration? They're setting records, folks. More men that have dressed like women than ever before in the Biden administration. Yes! All right! We did it! So what that the economy's tanking? So what the inner cities are overrun with violent crime and poverty and homelessness? Don't you know we got dudes dressed like chicks? What do you think about that? Oh, you wanted a strong border and a booming economy? Best I can do is a dude in a bra. Sorry. That's all I can offer you. We do have another guy over here who's bald, who kind of dresses like a chick, too, but does the whole bald thing. So maybe if you don't want the dude that fully wants to dress like the chick with the hair and everything, he's bald with the dress on. You know, he's in charge of the nuclear strategies and stuff. All right. Thumbs up, guys. We are doing good. No. All right. I am here now to take phone calls for the rest of the show. That is my job. I'm not even going to look at the news in front of me, even though it's very tempting. And I'm going to do my news coverage at 3 o'clock on the InfoWars War Room. So I'm going to take your calls. But we need to sell as many autographed books as possible today. That's what I want to do. Let's sell as many autographed books. Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's sell as many of those signed books today as possible. And I don't think Alex will hate me for it. He may have to sign 5,000, 10,000 books, but it's going to fund this transmission into the future so that we can stay on air as long as possible, or forever. Or forever. Because you know, every day at 11 a.m. Central, when the Alex Jones Show is supposed to go live, a bunch of far-left radical communist liberals are rubbing their hands together, hoping today's the day. Today's the day Jones won't be on air anymore. By the way, I'm tolerant. I'm a tolerant liberal. Yeah. We're going to crush that Alex Jones. And then 11 a.m. rolls around and they hear that deep, grisly, charcoal-graveled voice. And they just seethe. They just seethe inside. Because they want this shut down so badly. But you know what? We're going to go to our great audience. We're going to hear from our great audience today as well. Because it's not just Alex Jones that they want to silence. It is you in the audience. So we're going to hear from you. The lines are filled. So if you hear someone hang up, that means a line has opened. But if you're going to call the line right now, they're all filled up. So once I start taking calls and dropping them, that's when you know a line will open. And we've already got the topics on the board here. So we'll just let you steer the ship is what we'll do. And in this process, let's sell as many of the new Alex Jones book as possible. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Signed copies available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when Alex gets back, he may shut that signed special down. So this might be the last day to even make that purchase. When he gets back in town, he may just nix that. So get your signed copy today at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. From now until probably 2 o'clock, unless there's something that changes course here, we are going to take your phone calls. And we are going to start with Mike right here in Texas. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Owen. I was there that Friday after the case in Austin wrapped up, and the attorneys were coming out the front door of the courthouse in that heat and humidity that only South Texas can provide. And I heard first was Alex's lead attorney. He came out and told the interviewer that, yeah, we're pleased with the way this case went. And I was stunned. I didn't want to harass him while he was being interviewed, but as he and his colleague left, I said, you're pleased with a $40 million award? Are you nuts? And he just looked back at me with a sardonic smile and walked on. But then I stayed on for the knuckle draggers, the clowns who were destroying the legal system to get at Alex. And I know Alex knows the sound of my voice. I'm a retired doc. I don't often get the impulse to pound someone's head into sand, but I really wanted to go after these. There are about four guys, including the lead schmuck on the other side with some attractive young lady who was saying, I just don't understand how these people can be so callous. I was holding up a hand-drawn sign that said more people how did I put that? It doesn't matter. It was questioning Sandy Hook, the truth of the story. And, you know, they looked at me with utter contempt as I looked at them.
Well, look, they flaunted their true agenda in their closing statements. They said this is all about shutting down Alex Jones and destroying Alex Jones and making sure that Alex Jones cannot exist anymore and that InfoWars goes away and nobody ever thinks about starting a free speech alternative news platform ever again. I mean, they just said that to the jury in their final statement. And, I mean, I guess the jury bought it. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, and, I mean, look, I'm not going to speak for the lawyer. They were trying to get $300 million. They tried to claim that the value of InfoWars was $1 billion during the lawsuit. I mean, folks, the lies that these attorneys tell are just earth-shattering. And it's like you're just sitting here getting gaslit, and then they just tell you the whole agenda to shut it down. But they wanted to get $300 million. They're not going to get the 40 is probably going to get capped because of the Texas law. I don't know what the final number will be. So it might be like $5 million. It might be survivable. They got more lawsuits coming to try to do the exact same thing. And it's really about whatever they can do to us financially is one angle. It's really just about tarring and feathering Alex Jones for the public to see, to scare others off from questioning mainstream media government narratives.
I stayed on a couple hours to talk to this lady who said her name's Kim. She said she was a neighbor of Alex's mother, and I had no reason to doubt that. But we were both puzzled why there weren't more supporters out there.
I'll tell you why.
Yes.
You think us publicizing where that case was would be good headlines when they already try to claim, make false claims like we're sending people after people, which never happened. So, yeah, inviting a bunch of people to show up outside of the courtroom to support us, probably they would use that against us in court. But, you know, I was going to say this, and Mike, thanks for the call. They added up the totals of the jury at the end of it, and I meant to ask the lawyer about this, but so they added it up. A couple of the jurors said $0. So what if 11 of the 12 jurors said $0, but one said $300 million, and then they would have gotten that $300 million number? That doesn't really seem right. A lot of chicanery going down in that.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows.
We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, ask and I shall receive. I said, you know, I need to... meaning to ask a lawyer about that jury decision with that final number in the punitive judges, the judgment against Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it just so happens Robert Barnes is going to be joining me now at 1 o'clock. So I'll ask him that. We'll get into the latest on the Mar-a-Lago raid and other developments. But let's go back to the phone lines now, and we've got Craig in Ohio. Craig, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, first off, I really come to appreciate your analysis. You know, I obviously started watching with Alex and
you and
Harrison. You guys have done a great job. And the biggest thing is I'm glad you guys haven't completely dove in on the Mar-a-Lago thing. You keep covering other stuff because sometimes I think that stuff's a lot of times a diversion, you know, just to take our focus off of stuff. So I think you
Well, there's no doubt the Mar-a-Lago raid took our focus off a lot of things that developed, like the CDC saying that COVID is the flu, the FBI still refusing to turn over Hunter Biden's laptop. They're past their due date on that. And there was a lot of other stuff. The border, there's like a cartel war going on at the border right now.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of crazy stuff. But having said that, I mean, the Mar-a-Lago raid was obviously a very dangerous precedent-setting event. And a historical event in our country's history. But there's also, for me, when I see all the other mainstream media covering an event and Fox News nightly covering the Mar-a-Lago raid with the best coverage I've seen on Fox News, like, ever. That takes the pressure off. That's like a big pressure reliever that we don't have to show up and score the touchdown on that coverage because others are.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Every night on Fox News, someone's calling to dismantle the FBI, and it's just like, wow, talk about a pressure reliever.
Yeah. It's good to see, you know, and I think, like you've said, and I think most people will agree, I think you guys have been driving that, and it's good to see it, you know, dripping over to the other news outlets. And
well, whether we're driving it or not, people are catching up, we'll put it that way.
Yep. So I've got a quick thing here. So, you know, I mean, I've been watching economy-type stuff for 30 years, and 30-plus years, and there's always a theme to this stuff, right? There's always a money, and then there's a cover-up. Right. It's always a case. We could go back to Jekyll Island. We could, you know, we could go through all that stuff. Right. Which you guys have covered through time very well. I think we're in the same thing here. Right. I don't know how good this scam is. Right. The Noval Harari and, you know, these guys say they have all this stuff. I'm not convinced they have it all. Sometimes I think they use that to sell to their corporate buddies that they've got it all under control. Get on board with us. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's like, have you ever seen let's use the Bug's Life analogy with the grasshoppers. They have the illusion of control, but as soon as the people decide to stand up for themselves, their control is gone.
Yeah. Great. I think that's great. Here's the thing, though, is I don't think that we, right, as the other side, right, as people, you know, if we look at any war through history, right, we always had the ability to win it if we just could get together, you know, if we could just unite, right? They have no chance. But what I don't think we're doing, right, I'm not doing, you guys aren't doing, is we're not, like, calling people out. Like, who are they, right? You know, I mean, we throw out the names, Bill Gates and these other guys.
Well, here's been the problem over the years, Craig, and I think that we talk about Klaus Schwab, you just called in about Harari, you just mentioned Bill Gates. I mean, we obviously know who's corrupt in our government now. COVID really removed the veil of a lot of, I would say COVID and Trump removed the veil of a lot of deep state operations and a lot of deep state operatives. I mean, they have Peter Stroke going on MSNBC over the weekend talking about the integrity of the FBI. Peter Stroke, like that's his real name. And so, I mean, I think we are starting to realize who the bad guys are. I mean, there's obviously going to be the men in the shadows, but I think we do know who's pulling the strings. I think we do know about the World Economic Forum. I think we do know about the Bilderberg Group. So Klaus Schwab and these people come out and say, we need to be prepared for an angry world. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing uprisings all across the planet. We're so good here in the U.S. We've got it so good off that we haven't had to have violent uprisings because people are so starved out with no hope for the future. But a lot of countries around the world are at that breaking point, and it's because they introduced the World Economic Forum green politics policies, and now they have no energy, they have no gas, they have no coal, and they're just violent uprisings. They're shutting down farmers. Farmers are rising up all over, too. Craig, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hard to say that this is very scary what's happening here, and these Satanists, these globalists, they're hiding behind trans people and green energy, because these are things that they can, if somebody goes against these things, it's very easy for them to call them a bigot, and it's very easy for them to say, oh, you just don't care about the planet. So they have this sort of a virtue is sort of on their side, but not really.
Yeah, that's what they, I don't know if there's really a word for that phenomenon or propaganda, but it's the same thing they do with, like, oh, we're Black Lives Matter. Well, if you criticize that, you're racist. Well, it has nothing to do with black people. They just use black people as a mask, as a front. It's like corporate blackface or political blackface to run their, ram their agenda through without anybody stepping up to them.
Yep. They prop up an enemy and then hide behind the opposition to that propped up enemy. So that is the psychology behind them. And they also have the resentful people, just, you know, regular resentful people, because even Nazi Germany and Cuba and all these socialist agendas have all been propagated by resentment for rich people, because most people, let's face it, are lazy and don't want to work. So they also have the majority of people under the belt that fit into that category.
And I wish that you could get the average low-level communist to understand this. All communism does is just increase the difference between the haves and the have-nots. And so that's really what we're seeing more than anything right now, is just the gap between the haves and the have-nots is widening.
And they don't care because they promise, they think that anybody that has success or anything is just evil. And they don't care. A lot of it is sadistic. They want to see America fall. They want to see people suffer. They love watching Trump go through this. They love watching Alex Jones go through this. They love torturing anybody that has any sense of God and truth in them.
Yeah, just look at how they dance and parade around and celebrate like heathens when they tear down a statue of, you know, Thomas Jefferson or something.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for the call. Remember, they tore down that statue. I forget where it was. We can probably find the footage that toppled, and it landed on a guy and busted his skull wide open. I don't know if he survived that. He was in a coma for like a year, I think. I mean, you can see like the thing topples on his head, and like a fragment of his skull is exposed. I mean, that's like barbaric heathens in a deranged, psychotic, mass mental illness ritual. It's like, oh my gosh, we're taking down this inanimate object because we're told to hate it. It's been there for decades. And, oh, now we want to take it down. And then they're all hopping up and down. Ah, and they get the statue down and then smashes a guy right in the head. It's like, you're out of control. You are out of control. Let's go to Flash in South Carolina. Flash, yeah, there it is right there. I think it was maybe in New Orleans. I don't remember, but yeah. They take it down, topples a guy, and I think it killed him. Boom. And look, they all just kind of stand around like, oh my gosh, oh, what have we done? What have we done? Well, you're out of control. You've had a psychotic break. Flash, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if you could hear me. Hey,
no, sorry, I kept talking over you.
Oh, I didn't know, man. My phone, for some reason, it jumped to a different part of the show. It was really strange. The reason I'm calling in, it has to do with the censorship. And until people have a way to communicate with each other and do it without being obstructed, this problem we're having is not going to end. Now, for a good while, I've been working on something that I'm calling the Patriot Phone Book. It can be for liberal or conservative, doesn't matter what your political views are. It allows people to go in and they can leave email addresses. They can grab email addresses from people from state by state where they're at. And what this will allow them to do, this will allow them to form basically just little chapters with each other. They're outside media. So in other words, they can't be shut off by YouTube or something like that. And
so great to hear because, I mean, I get guests on about this. So many Americans are hearing the call of Paul Revere now, and they're doing what you're doing. They're building contact lists. They're building different social media platforms, different payment processors. They're organizing to make sure that we filter out rhino Democrat Republicans from the Republican primary. So they're getting involved. They're getting on city councils and parent teachers boards.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.